Sharon Cahir is on the line from Cahir and Company Solicitors here in Ennis. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks very much for joining us. Extraordinary times for all of us and for everybody in business, absolutely, of course, as well. We'll talk legal matters in a second. I suppose you're probably already seeing that reflected in your own business. We'll talk about some of the issues that have come up, but you're probably seeing a lot more phone consultations, that sort of stuff already.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, these are unprecedented times, and I think for all business owners where they can continue to operate behind closed doors to serve their customers in any way, they're finding a way to do that. But there is a balance, certainly for business, there is a balance to be found between, you know, protecting your staff if some are still coming on site, being able to allow them to work from home, and then also being able to serve the client at the same time. You know, I think what we are seeing is that certainly in the first week of the beginning of people to stay at home and once school's closed, is the sense of overwhelm that was at the early stage. But that's beginning to settle a little. I think people are understanding the need to be measured, and certainly from a business perspective, I see that people just literally wanting to reach out for the information and the hand-holding,
sure,
and the need for us to be there. But equally, I see a level of patience and empathy for people trying to understand that, I suppose, the service providers are still there trying to serve.
Hand-holding, an unfortunate choice of metaphor, but I do know the point that you're making. It's a metaphorical thing this morning as we keep our social distances up. There's a few different matters that have arisen, and I'm just going to put a few of them to you, and if people have questions and they send them in, I'll put those to you as well. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think a lot of people are asking about these mortgage repayment holidays that are being proposed by the banks following on from the meeting between them and Minister Pascal Donoghue yesterday. Do we have any clarity yet on how that's going to be rolled out and how easy or otherwise it'll be for homeowners to avail of it?
Yeah, I suppose number one, the commitment is there for all the banks to do it. I mean, I was speaking to somebody in banking this morning, and it seems very clear that the commitment across the board from every financial institution is there to deliver this. What I am understanding is that for some of the larger mainstream banks, it's probably as easy as flicking a switch or putting in systems in place that they'll have. For some of the other financial institutions, they're trying to find a workaround, or how would they do it, because it is unprecedented. So some of the smaller banks, it may be a little bit more difficult for them just to put it in place immediately, but every bank is taking calls, every bank is dealing with people, and the majority of them, if not all of them, over the next week will have longer hours where they're dealing with everybody.
Sure. And so, are they dealing with them, is there a lot of clemency being shown?
Well, that we'll have to see, because certainly with the mortgages, my understanding is, and particularly from talking to banking circles this morning, is that they're committed to do it. So all the staff are there and committed to doing it. What I understand is there's going to be a one-pager form designed to make it easy for people to put forward their case as to how they're affected by COVID-19, and therefore that they should get that payment break. It's also indicated to me that there may be situations that not everybody needs the break, so we'll need to understand that. So it isn't just a free-for-all for everybody. So where you have been affected, the documentation that you will either have to fill up or go through with somebody on the phone where they'll fill it up, is that being affected by the current circumstances is going to be important. So again, they're going to have the infrastructure in place to support those people. And also, if we think of technology and how interconnected it all is, it's going to be more easy for people to see in some way through all this connected technology that people have lost their jobs or people have been temporarily laid off and all of that. So I certainly think, and certainly, I mean, I was delighted to see the leadership, you know what I mean, of our statesmen coming out, and they seem very committed and very clear. So I think those clear lines of communication can only but assist the community in feeding in to say there will be support, but definitely from banking. What I did hear this morning, and I can understand, because when I hear the word banks, if I'm honest, you know, I'm not necessarily just seeing all roses in front of me, because of, I suppose, certainly over the last 10 years and dealing with a lot of clients who've had to, you know, jump a lot of hurdles. But again, because I was talking into the banking structure today, again, it was interesting how it hit me that I was asked to remind people that the majority of people working at the front line have children. Maybe their children at home minding themselves, because these people still have to be at work. And the cry this morning, it's funny, it hit me to go, oh, when I hear bank, I think of the grey structure. But actually, the conversation this morning was just be mindful, there's humans at the other side. They are doing their best and they want to serve.
Yes, absolutely.
And this may or may not, you know, sit well with some people, because some of the phone calls you have to make, very hard sometimes, it's call centres and people who may not be as familiar, but I'm certainly reassured this morning that everybody in the system has been trained and ready to take the calls and try and help, you know, where they can. And just be mindful they're playing catch up as well.
And on that front, very similar tone to what Dr. Morfin said to us last week when she talked about some of the types of conversations that people were having. And, you know, you can be, it's a stressful time, but some people were just straying into the realm of downright abuse.
And people's past experience will play into it. Also,
of course, and the banks need to get credit.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
And now the other thing for banks to remember at their end is there's a lot of people, because I would have dealt with a lot of people over the last 10 years, coming out of a scenario where they've dealt with all their bits and pieces, where they've sorted everything out, and all of a sudden they're back in this predicament, having to go back to the banks again. So I would have a concern about whether people have credit issues from the past and whether that will play into the future. I know at the moment Pascal Donohue is saying, look, none of this and taking a payment break or rearranging your affairs going forward would play into your forward record. That's not where my concern is at the moment. My concern certainly is for people who've had to put situations in place for the past to get here.
And can I just ask, so that's the kind of the approach for mortgage holders.
Yes.
What about business people on loans are perhaps looking for extended overdraft facilities? Is it the same
sort of
situation?
Again, it's by phone. It's going through a situation where with a call center or somebody at the banks in terms of ticking a box and asking the information. They have the majority of information already on systems, so they're making decisions within a 48-hour time period. But in some situations, there's more information they need if the records aren't as up-to-date as they could be. But certainly, they seem very willing and able to put things in place. I think time will tell as to how easy it is for some and not so easy for others. So I'm certainly not going to paint a picture that if you make a call, you're going to get the finance straight away. Where there is a concern in the system, and again, this will play out over the next 48 hours, is, you know, vulture funds that may hold mortgages and loans. Their approach, we are all hoping, will be exactly the same commitment as the large banks, but I think this will play out over the next number of days or the next week to see. But certainly our politicians seem very committed to ensure, because the Irish people did save the banks, it's time for the banks and the vulture funds, who've done very well from the Irish people, to now be committed to support us at this very unprecedented
time. Absolutely, yeah, they always won, particularly in the banking front.
Yeah,
I won't mince my words on that front, but let's see if they pay up, ironically enough. What about normal banking business? And I'm just thinking, for example, it's a time where money is going to be tight for a lot of people, and it's also a time where people in some instances will have time on their hands, and for either or both of those reasons they might look, for example, at remortgaging their home.
Yeah.
Availing of the lower interest rates that may be on offer. Is quote unquote regular banking continuing to the effect that it's worth our while doing that now?
Well, I'm told from this morning it is, but it's going to be priority led. So if we think of those that, you know, at the moment have lost their jobs, you know, temporarily or long term, you know, certainly in the hospitality industry, those cases will all take priority in relation to dealing with mortgages and dealing with financing, and be able to give them a lifeline for a period of time that they need it before business gets back to normal. Certainly in terms of remortgaging, I'm told that those will be processed, but it will be priority led. So where they can be, continued to be moved along, they will be. I think the challenge here for some people is that everything will now need to be done more online. You know, calling into the businesses and meeting with people is now quite restricted. So it's important, I suppose it's important to continue to progress what you're progressing, but understand there may be delays if there can be. I mean, certainly I got a call yesterday for somebody who bought a property saying they've loan approval in place, they bought a property, agreed to price, because there's going to be value in the market now. So we're going to have that also happening. For some that are stretched, others will see this as an opportunity, and that particular person is going to proceed. So the normal time in terms of purchasing a house might be, you know, 6-7 weeks, you know, it will be longer. But for those people getting value, either having funds they can buy with cash, or if they have loan approval already, those will proceed, but maybe at a different timeline. What was mentioned to me this morning as well is that obviously in situations where builders are building houses and have left, you know, they've left the sites because it's unsafe to continue maybe working in some environment, then obviously stage payments and some of those, that may not be as relevant to the banks where it would have been heretofore. So I think over the next week or so, there'll be lots of different particular, if we call them stories, as to what needs, you know, what's needed as support, and then we're given to be told that all the various supports that will be needed will be put in place.
And even then, from your own point of view, as a solicitor, and you can talk about your own situation or broader, obviously you guys need to come in under the umbrella there and assist customers and all that sort of stuff, as we have discussed in the programme previously. How difficult is it to do that when so much of what we are doing is online as opposed to face-to-face?
At the moment, not too difficult, because there, you know, work that we would be working on now would have started 6 or 7 of months ago. So there's a lot of completion still happening, funds being made available and coming to us from the bank for the purchases and various sales, I suppose, that we're processing. What is arising, again, in the area of probate, you know, the offices are, you know, a lot of offices behind the scenes are, there's less staff in it, but they're still trying to support to move things along. I think what we are seeing, certainly over the last number of years, we've become much more virtual and available to our clients. So certainly in terms of Skype or Zoom calls, we're very set up for those. In terms of people processing payments via PayPal or TransferWise, that's also continuing. But part of it will be education to people to say that business can go on. There's just a new model of business to be able to do with people. An example last week was, I was fielding a lot of calls, a lot of concern, not so much the seniors themselves, but children of seniors, children of aged parents, in terms of what should they do, is there anything I, you know, should put in place?
Yeah, I've got questions in on that actually. It was the final point I was going to bring up, where texters are saying, is there still an opportunity now to take a look at my will? I just want to make sure my affairs are in order, effectively.
And I think from a senior's perspective, what I've seen, and as I say, it's not just the seniors themselves, it's children of aging parents. You know, this new dynamic that's arising to say, look, I need to watch out for my parent. You know, what is it that I can do, they can do? How can you communicate with them? So the first thing that has arisen in terms of queries, I'll go through a couple of them, is in terms of pensions being collected at the post office. So again, as most seniors are being prudent to stay at home, social distancing and otherwise, is that the appointment of a temporary agent to pick up your pension if needs be. So the on post has a form that would be completed, and somebody, you know, 5 out of 6 months, somebody can collect it for you.
Yeah, and Shane Talty told us about that in the programme last week. It's lovely is the wrong term, but it's a very appropriate initiative.
Oh, absolutely. And equally so, going to the bank for somebody, changing something. So again, powers of attorney. So I've mentioned them in your programme before, idea that a power of attorney would be specifically to somebody or somebody's for a specific thing for a specific period. Because again, these are times, unprecedented times, where people can take advantage. So it's really narrow as to who, what, where, why would you need something like that. Now that will fall to the solicitor to make sure the document would give the power to somebody, but only specific for what needs to be done, not a big broad remit to do whatever they would need to be done. Certainly there are people, and I have them, that, you know, that are partway completing wills and enduring powers of attorney, but certainly wills at the moment, people, I suppose top of mind is just that this is a disease that can cause illness. So we are working again to bring any of those to completion, have them signed. I've attended at a house with my set of gloves, been outside the window, patted in the window. We're on the outside witnessing it being signed on the inside. So business can still get done. As I say, it's just navigating it in a new way.
And just be prepared for it to take longer, for it to be different, but again, it can
and
be done.
Look, if it's wills, it can't take longer. That falls to us just to organise where are you, how can it be done, and what are the safety protocols that need to be put in place in relation to that. But certainly, I've had children assisting me to set their parents up, you know, virtually to have conversations. So all but the signing, you can do everything face-to-face, and it's very clear. We live in a virtual world. We've never really been called upon as much before to now bring it into play. So there is a bit of innovation that maybe in our world, a traditional world, that before we've never had to use as much, and now it is a bit about creative thinking to bring forth the best of what we do to people that may not be as accessible to us as they once were.
Different times, challenging times, but business continues. Sharon, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Gavin. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And to you. Take care. Bye-bye. Sharon Cahir there from Cahir & Company Solicitors in Ennis.